Ahoy from BA. This is Rorschach's Ocean Update from the 19th of March 2024, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. Marine researchers discovered around 100 deep-sea new species, including a mysterious star-like marine animal. Their journey took place off the coast of New Zealand, covering a space of 500 miles or 800 kilometers of almost unexplored ocean called Bounty Trough. Scientists collected around 1,800 samples during the three-week mission in February and allegedly discovered new species of fish, squid, mollusk, and coral. The team is now analyzing the findings to confirm the new species. The expedition was part of the Ocean Census's goal of identifying 100,000 unknown species within the next decade. In other news, a new research published on Tuesday the 12th in the journal Nature Communications suggests that Mars's gravitational pull on Earth influences climate as well as our oceans with a strength capable of changing the ocean floor during cycles occurring every 2.4 million years. According to the geological findings, since Mars's gravity brings the Earth closer to the Sun periodically, causing warmer climates, this would sustain the deep ocean currents that affect sediment accumulation. This phenomenon might balance the disruptions to ocean circulation patterns that human-induced climate change have caused. Moving on, geologists found some unusual rock formations under the Pacific Ocean that could completely change our ideas of early Earth. These scientists argue that early Earth likely experienced earthquakes, contrary to previous beliefs. By studying rocks in New Zealand, they discovered ancient geological patterns in the Barberton Greenstone Belt that reveal Earth's early seismic activity. These findings, published in the journal Geoscience World on Tuesday, the 27th of February, challenged the idea of a weak ancient Earth, hot and earthquake-free, and instead propose a rocked planet with tectonic plates moving and causing volcanic eruptions. Still in the Pacific Ocean, the metals company is trying to get the environmental NGO Greenpeace out of UN talks on deep-sea mining after its activists reportedly disrupted a research expedition in November 2023, boarding the company's ship in the remote ocean. The member states of the International Seabed Authority are considering removing Greenpeace's observer status, resulting in a potential expulsion for the non-governmental organization. The metals company accuses Greenpeace of impeding scientific activities. However, the campaign group defends itself, saying its actions protect the ocean's ecosystem. The long ongoing conflict between the metals company and Greenpeace reflects the current and larger disagreement between mining companies and environmentalists about deep-sea mining. The government of the South Georgia and South Sandwich Islands, or SGSSI, has established new no-fishing zones covering almost 65,000 square miles, or 166,000 square kilometers. It also banned krill fishing in more than 6,500 square miles or 17,000 square kilometers of the Marine Protected Area, or MPA, in the South Atlantic Ocean north of Antarctica. These measures aim to protect krill-dependent marine animals like whales and penguins while taking into account existing fisheries. Despite some initial advocacy for broader protections, conservationists generally view the decision positively. Let's have a look at the Indian Ocean. There is a network of ocean currents that links distant coral reefs across the Seychelles like a coral superhighway. A new study from the University of Oxford, published on Tuesday the 12th in Scientific Reports, revealed the existence of this frequent movement of coral larvae between several islands and found out that it is crucial for reef recovery and conservation. The research says that the central reefs in Seychelles are key links between remote islands and can be an important tool to support the management and restoration of corals in the Western Indian Ocean. Talking about reefs, playing recordings of healthy coral reef sounds through underwater speakers could help restore damaged reefs. A A recent study in the Caribbean found that coral larvae were more likely to settle on degraded reefs where these sounds were being played. Findings show that broadcasting reef sounds increased coral settlement rates. Professor Steve Simpson, a marine geologist who led another study on coral larvae, sees this as a promising step in protecting coral reefs from climate change. However, more research is needed to ensure this approach is effective and sustainable. Scientists emphasize the importance of careful implementation to avoid unintended consequences. Moving on to the Arctic Ocean. A Penn State University study published in the Journal of Climate says that Arctic sea ice loss may change U.S. weather patterns. The decrease in sea ice could be warming up cold weather events in North America. Melissa Gervais, the lead researcher, explains that as Arctic ice diminishes, less cold air moves southward, causing warmer temperatures. The study used a machine learning method to analyze climate models and have a clear and wide understanding of the process. Gervais said, quote, "For studies like these, when we are using a large volume of climate model simulations, we can't find these patterns by hand. We found that when we lose sea ice, not only is that anomaly reduced, but it also actually becomes a warm pattern," unquote. And what about the Red Sea? The attacks of the Houthi rebels, some of which we covered in previous shows, are disrupting important undersea internet cables. The most recent case, the sinking of the vessel Rubimar, damaged internet cables so much that it impacted internet connectivity between east and west. Insurance costs for both container ships and cable-laying vessels have increased as repairing cables in war-risk areas is difficult due to attack threats. The Houthis have denied having targeted cables. Despite that, they keep attacking vessels passing through the Red Sea trying to reach the Suez Canal, causing some big shipping companies to avoid the Red Sea route altogether. The attacks are increasing the use of the route around Africa, longer and more expensive, but safer. Talking about Rubimar, the sinking might cause environmental damage, so the Yemeni government will meet UN experts on Thursday the 21st to prevent an environmental catastrophe. Ahmed Arman, Yemen's Minister of Legal Affairs and Human Rights, holds the ship's owner responsible as per the 1979 International Convention on Maritime Search and Rescue and declared that he expects global aid to avoid the environmental disaster. France offered support through a team of experts, while the Intergovernmental Authority on Development expressed its deep concern for the ecological catastrophe affecting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden caused by the sinking of Rubimar. In other news, the Panama Canal Authority, or PCA, is boosting vessel traffic due to an increase in water levels. In previous shows, we followed all the restrictions the PCA put in place due to the drought that hit the canal for months. Now the authority is monitoring the water conditions, and thanks to recent rain that poured down in the last months of 2023, more slots for transits are available through auction. According to Deputy Administrator Ilya Espino, restrictions are now delayed until April, and the authorities might decide to increase the slots further based on weather forecasts. Closing with water sports, at the RYA Dinghy and Water Sports Show 2024, the B14 class showcased their boats to attract new sailors. Gaz Stewart's 20-year-old Ovington boat, still competitive, and Mark Barnes's recent Sea Evolution built boat impressed attendees. Prospective sailors were encouraged to explore affordable used boats or newer options from Ovington and Seavolution. And that's it for this week. Remember, if you want people to admire and respect you, or you want to get a great present for somebody you care about, or you just want to help us, buy one of our really cool and environmentally friendly t-shirts. They are made of 100% unbleached organic cotton, grown and ginned in Texas, spun and knit in the Carolinas, and sewn and printed in Missouri. To buy one, follow the link in our show notes. See you next week.